bouncing all around today.
I'm so excited.
You are. It's just another wonderful edition of the Vero Insider. That's right. Thanks for tuning in on your drive home. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery.
It's the new shoes.
It could be the
and
new shoes.
And the fabulous, fabulous pedicure and manicure.
Compliments of box and nails.
I know. I saw that on your, you texted me and I was like, oh, if I could just get there, I would have joined you.
Oh, in a second. You know, 7 days a week, there's no excuses why you can't dip out on a Saturday or a Sunday morning before all the festivities begin.
Exactly.
It's just a no-brainer. And you know what was kind of crucial is this last time I got my pedicure, right?
Yeah.
And I got these brand new flip-flops. If you like these shoes, wait till you see my new flip-flops. They have these gorgeous,
it's
like...
It's really hard for me to imagine you the stiletto queen in flip-flops.
But they're fabulous flip-flops. They
of course they are.
Big black leather.
Are they
leather.
Sparkly?
Yes. big black leather, like rose with diamond studs all over
nice.
It.
Nice.
But it is not conducive to wet polish.
But they are they're
lesson
flat.
Lesson learned.
Are they flat flip-flops?
They
have a little wedgie heel on them?
No wedgie heel. So they're good for the long skirts, you know,
yeah.
And I love it, but I totally messed up my nail, so I went and did a quick Yui and pull right back and, no problem, girl, we got you. I'm like, thank you for fixing me. So
that's
just
nice.
To the credibility of our Fox Nails, but it's March 9th. I can't believe
can you believe that?
Steam rolling into spring, folks.
We're almost done with the first quarter.
Clearly.
That's insane.
How did that happen?
It's not stopping. And we're just going to keep blinking and it's just going to keep progressing because season is here. It's really wonderful.
It's really exciting.
The weather's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
Finally, our friends
from the north came down to visit, right? They had such a warm winter that they were like, we're going to procrastinate. But now they're here. And they're happy that they are, and we're happy to have them.
How could you not be?
Oh, it's super exciting. So let's quickly talk about the fact that we have two wonderful guests, and they, as well as us, are sipping on some delicious rosé, compliments of the Blue Star. It's our wine of the week as we get ready to spearhead into spring. So, Kitty, this is incredibly delicious.
It is good.
It has the different... aftertaste, a different finish than some of the rosés that I'm used to.
Yeah, usually when I bring you a French rosé, they have that nice white pepper strawberry finish. This is a little more raspberry, but it's cool. It's a McPhail California rosé of Pinot Noir, and it is absolutely fantastic.
Rosé. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And it's fun label.
Yep.
Fun little
got a
wagon
tractor on
it.
Yep.
With like herbs, it looks like this would have been a great Garden Fest wine.
Dang
it.
It is.
I should have had a cooler of
you
it.
You know what? We'll just take it to Under the Oaks and call it
I know. That's this weekend. It's a big deal.
Is it this weekend, huh?
Mm-hmm. And since it's a three-day-long shindig.
Are you there all weekend?
You know it.
Oh, you lovely girl.
Open to close.
I'm
going to
bring you some McPhail.
Yay! Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'll be there. But with it being a three-day event, that means that there's lots of time to do the other activities that are going on. But before we do that, Kitty, real quick, let's talk about how was this past Saturday with Big Saturday?
Oh, with the Saturday Giant.
Yeah.
The solo guy who came from Columbus, Ohio. He's on a Southeastern tour, and he plays all of the instruments. He uses a loop station. So he lays down a track, and then he'll add some vocals and copy it, and then he would add all kinds of things like noise, just noises he made with his mouth and
really?
Other things. Yeah. He took a toothbrush to the microphone and got the nicest, like, washboardy, swishy sound. I mean, he was doing all kinds of cool stuff. I've got, he gave me a CD. I'll let you listen to it, but it was phenomenal. It was just so cool because we don't get a lot of stuff like that here in Vero. Mm. It's mostly like 70s rock covers bands, which is always a good time, but you've seen them 100 times.
So it's the biggest this Tom guy Petty
was
fan in the room.
Completely, completely unique and really cool.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. And so what can our listeners anticipate
coming
up
this week? And he was the nicest kid ever. I mean, well, I call him a kid. He probably was only 7 years younger than me.
But he had a baby face.
He did have a baby face. Very, very, very nice, nice guy.
So anything exciting that we should be saving the date for this week?
Yeah, well, not this week, but we are doing our second annual Easter brunch at the Blue Star on Easter, and I have some singers who are coming over from the Gospel Church, and they're going to be singing a cappella. They're not necessarily going to be singing churchy songs, but it's going to be a really spectacular, very special event.
Oh, wow. And
I'm
brunch
very
kicks
excited.
Off at 11, 10?
Brunch kicks off at noon because I'm a chef and we get out of bed late, and it goes until 4.
Very nice.
So we
nice.
Go later. A lot of places.
March 27th, yeah, Easter Sunday.
A lot of places get done with brunch way too early.
Mm, yeah, usually.
2 o'clock's way too early. I'm not even dressed by 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Well, you will be this go around on March 27th.
It's going to be fun.
Or will there be anything underneath the jacket? We just don't know.
I'm going to have that blue crab Benedict that you love so much.
That sounds sensational.
It's going to be amazing.
With a little Bellini action.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be all kinds of good stuff.
Loving life. All right. Speaking of loving life, I've got two ladies that are divalicious, right?
Yeah.
They're very sharp dressers.
I know.
The two of them. I'm enjoying
my slouchy day off Monday clothes. I look like I just busted out of the farm.
We get to be slouchy if we want, but these two are doing it upright. We have Shannon Pohl with Caliber Home Loans. She is our in-house Vero Insider exclusive mortgage specialist with her team there at Caliber Home Loans. It's dynamite. We're very excited that she's here. And not just for the information that she's going to share, but also for some of the success stories that we have with our guest, Sherry Coleman of REMAX Associated.
Thank
you
for having us.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Ladies, how do you like the rosé?
You know, I was just introduced to rosé.
And it's about time.
Yeah.
Thank God someone saved you.
I'm telling you, it's wonderful.
Yeah. It hits the spot, right?
Rosé is great stuff.
It's a good...
Well, and it's funny because you actually are tricking people. They think that you're drinking white Zin.
But no,
and so
no,
they're
no.
secretly maybe judging you.
Right.
And then you know, hey, listen, I'm sophisticated.
And I'm smarter than
at
you.
At my restaurant, people used to look at me kind of sideways and funny years ago. Because I'd have rosé in a glass, and they're like, are you kidding me? Like, she knows so much about wine, and she's drinking white Zinfandel.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, this is called rosé.
Uh-huh.
Fancy. There's a whole world
about
rosé.
Definitely undercover, top secret,
but this
great
is delicious.
Oh, it is good.
See, that's an endorsement.
Excellent.
An endorsement from our ladies.
Excellent rosé. Hit my toes already.
There you go. Try it.
Get my toes ready. Toes are already
star.
A little bit feeling... A little good.
Oh! Well, I wonder what she's going to be like at the Fireman's Fair.
Yes, we will be there.
That's this weekend.
That is actually this weekend.
All the way through the 20th.
It goes from the 11th, which is this Friday, all the way to the 20th. So it's all week. It's ten days.
Wow.
And it's opened on the weekends. It's open from 1 to 10.
Okay.
And during the week, it's 5 to 10. So we'll be out there a lot.
Do they still do the chili cook-off?
Not
the firemen.
The firemen, but not at the fair.
Okay,
two separate
events.
Big days,
okay.
Big events. Right,
yeah.
Got you.
But it's always been a favorite, the firefighters' fair. I've been here for over 20 years, and that's a big draw for the
community.
Yeah,
that's a huge event.
Huge.
It's an annual shindig.
It's fun.
Yeah. It's huge, and it goes. You know, the proceeds go to the burn fund, Indian River County Burn Fund. So I think last year they raised over $50,000 for the burn.
Really?
Fund.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, that's huge. Now, do the 4-H come out for this fair?
Yep.
So you can have the opportunity to purchase an animal to later consume. This is kind of exciting, folks. Yep.
Are you going to buy some baby chickens?
No, but I personally...
Your cat would like to consume those.
Snickers. But just bring home the baby chickens, Mom. Just do it. No, but I personally, from Michigan, there was a big... In a rural community, there was a lot of 4-H action happening. Mm-hmm. And, like, families and friends go in on cows and pigs and whatnot. And it's a big money raiser.
It's huge. It's
and
huge.
It's great for the kids.
Yeah,
and
it's great.
It's a win-win all the way around.
It is. And the fair, as you know, Anna, you've been there before.
Oh,
right?
For sure.
Yeah. It has
way more than once.
Shows. I mean, there's so much going on there. So I know for every age. So,
well, and we just finished the one in St. Lucie County, the fair. The kids that work so hard to raise these animals.
Right.
I mean, it's such a big deal for them. My best friend's daughter, her cow actually died 3 weeks prior. And
to the big event?
A local group of business owners that I've, I'm very acquainted with, got together and donated it back to her. Aww. So it was really heartwarming. And, you know, it's really cool to think of the community coming together, especially for the young people that work so hard.
It's a commitment on their end. There's no doubt about it. So with that in mind, REMAX Associate is going to be the exclusive realtor out at the Fireman's Fair?
Yes, we will. We're actually sharing our booth with the Vero Beach Girls lacrosse team. You know, they're 10 state championships. So
they're doing great.
They're doing great. So we're pairing with some winners. And we'll be out there, and all of our agents.
Every day?
We'll be out there every day. We'll always have an agent out there representing us. I know this. A lot of people are very interested in buying, selling homes right now, too. So hopefully they'll come by and visit our booth at the fair, because there's going to be someone there at all times.
So. How's the market these days?
Market's doing very well.
Seems
very
like
very
it.
Well. The average price of the of houses in Indian River County has went up to about $300,000 for an average price of a house.
That's a handsome number.
Awesome.
That's up from years past.
Oh,
right?
Dear. Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that that's taken into account the beachside and the mainland.
Yes, it is.
But
yeah.
Hey, you know, seeing that $300,000 price point, you know, selling and selling well, average days listed is you know, pretty good, too.
Yeah.
So
pretty high.
It's
but
a great market. We're all really busy.
Yeah. And, you know, people that thought for a long time their house is underwater, they can't sell, they might want to check into getting the home evaluation just to kind of give it a second thought, because I think people don't realize that their property values have gone up. So
sure.
Good news.
And that's always a positive thing to be able to share.
We like it.
Yeah.
Like it.
There's no doubt about that. Yeah. And of course, with spring so close to us and parents thinking, okay, do we start doing some renovations? Do we start doing things so we can get the house ready to go on the market? Mm-hmm. Because from a parent perspective, you like to be able to relocate, move, perhaps hire white glove moving, just saying, at the summertime when the kids are out of school, so it's an easier transition.
Right.
Of course, when there's job opportunities, you don't always get to call all the shots.
Right.
But there's oftentimes that nice window where you start making some of those upgrades and things so that your house is more marketable should you want to be relocating. And I would say that, you know, it's a good time to start evaluating what packages and things are out there. Would you agree with that, Shannon?
I would. And, you know, spring break's coming up. I think in Indian River County, it's later this month, maybe the 21st, the week of.
Yeah, the week of the 21st.
It seems like that is, even though the kids are out of school, the parents are it seems like that is a week that people really get committed to saying, hey, if we want to do something to really make a move in summer.
Yeah.
Before the next school year.
Let's get it going.
Spring break is when it gets started, so I think that we're all going to be quite busy come spring break.
And one thing we do, I know I would need this, is our realtors go in, look at your home, and kind of tell you how to stage it and get it ready to be put on the market so there's no wasted time. And if someone came to my house today, there'd be a lot of staging to
They'd
do.
They'd have some tips.
Well, hey, and the best friend in real estate is one that can tell you the truth.
Yeah.
If you've lived in your house for 5-10 years and you have dogs, you don't know that you have dog smell anymore because
right.
you just haven't had it. So
you're acclimated.
You know, getting somebody into your house and giving a fresh perspective before you know you're ready to make a move. It's just smart.
And planning is just smart.
Yes.
And that's you know, we're going to talk about that a little bit more when we get back from break. Of course, the Vero Insider is brought to you weekly thanks to some amazing sponsors. I'm going to quickly rattle off some of them in the studio today. Caliber Home Loans, Blue Star, and Downtown Vero. Protected Title. We have some great success stories to talk about with that later. Sandridge, The Hair Studio, Vero, Foxy Nails, Pack Mail, your shipping experts, and of course, White Glove Moving. So visit theveroinsider.com throughout the week, and don't go anywhere. We have much more in store.
Buying or selling a home?
Looking for a stress-free closing? Protected Title offers buyers and sellers the services of a law firm without the cost of lawyers. If you are selling a home in Vero Beach, Sebastian, or Fort Pierce, and want a free consultation with a real estate attorney regarding the sale of your home, please call Protected Title. That's Protected Title at 866-PROTECT. Or you can visit us at protectedtitle.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Hi, Captain Kirk here from White Rose Limo, featuring sedans, limos, and party buses, doing everything from trips to airports and seaports to helping you celebrate milestones for 16 years. And now on Friday nights, please join me on a happy hour tour, making the rounds all over town in an ongoing quest to find the best happy hour. Reserve your seats at White Rose Limo, 772-283-5133. White Rose Limo.
absolute perfection, fabulous food, excellent staff.
That's just a few of the recent reviews for the redesigned Blue Star in downtown Vero.
Sexy and sophisticated, divine entertainment, and gorgeous wines.
Don't just take their word for it. Check it out for yourself and come hungry, or at least ready for a wonderful experience that will have you coming back for more. From decadent soups and salads to the freshest seafood, steaks, and lamb anywhere. Dressed in luxurious sauces and superb starches. Then, match it with wines approved and selected by owner and chef, Kitty Wagner. Feel like a craft beer or signature cocktail? At the Blue Star, you can have that and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, weekly from 5 p.m. to close. Walk-ins welcome. Large parties happily accommodated. Follow us on Facebook. See you at the Blue Star.
That you're enjoying the gorgeous month of March.
I like that.
So just
goes
happy
with
to
the
be
weather.
Here. I know. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's really my ideal kind of climate. You get to dine al fresco. There's no extreme heat. There's no bugs. It's like a win-win.
Golf, tennis, beach, all day.
All day. Speaking of golf, Sand Ridge, the premier public golf course, just south of the fairgrounds. So if you've gone to the fairgrounds, you've gone too far. Talk about an award-winning Audubon course. If you want to impress family members, out-of-town guests as they come down for spring break, or perhaps take out a business partner, Sandridge really provides an amazing venue to do so, and at really affordable rates. You want to take your kid out, do a little bonding. Kids ride for and play for a dollar when you pay.
Which is awesome.
Really?
Yeah. It's so affordable. My husband and Charlie went out. They had a great time, got their golf on, got the cart, did 9 holes, the whole thing, had lunch, everything, home, less than $50.
Wow.
Wow, that's great.
And that's a day of bonding.
And Sandridge, for anyone who has not played Sandridge, it's not, you know, some little lazy daisy public course.
No.
That course will eat you for lunch.
It challenges you.
It is
you.
A very challenging course, and it that's what makes it fun.
It does.
Not only is it spectacularly beautiful, don't leave anything shiny on your golf cart seat because the raccoons like shiny things, but it's beautiful. It's out west of town, and it's gorgeous out there, but it is a very challenging course. Which is nice.
And they give back to the community in so many ways. In fact, if you are a nonprofit and you're looking to host some sort of golf scramble, they're always accepting reservations. Get with Bella Nagy. He's the gentleman to talk to, and they'll see what they can set up. But for you, for very minimal effort, they've created packages, and the rest is so simple. So just Sandridge, they're here to support the local community, and we, in turn, need to support them. So with that being said, there's lots of reasons why people want to move to the Treasure Coast, and particularly Vero Beach. What we have to provide in Indian River County is really exceptional. In fact, last weekend, there was Shrimp Fest. The weekend before was the Craft Beer and Wing Fest here in Royal Palm Point. There's always something to do. There's no shortage of great people and neighbors. But, you know, there's always like that notion that if you're not vested in the community and if you're not doing your part, you can't really complain. You know, I'm one to feel that way. You know, you got to really
well. And there's so much
get dirty
to do with the arts and the culture scene.
Vero is sink your
truly,
teeth into it.
Truly a village by the sea. It's phenomenal.
That's really well said. I like that, Kitty. I do.
I was so surprised at the incredible turnout. Not surprised per se, but the turnout to the Brew and Wing Fest.
Over 10,000 people.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And a lot of assorted ages.
And out of the area, right? Aren't some a lot of people came from all over?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And it was sort of a tourist thing. But, I mean, there's so much from great golf courses and quaint communities, private communities, safe communities. I know that most of us in the room here have children or, you know, we have things that we want to protect and that we hold dear. So I think that Vero is something really special. To hear that the average home price has gone up, That's very encouraging. I'd like to hear some of the success stories that we could talk about. In fact, RE/MAX Associated is growing.
Yes, it is. We are growing for sure. A few months ago, we had 12 agents. And now we have 16. And our agents are so busy, very high volume agents. So we're very busy. They're all, you know, expanding
themselves.
Well,
we have Jim and Carolyn coming a lot. They helped promote the Shrimp Fest. And,
and
they had well over 100 plus transactions last year alone.
129 homes they have sold last year.
That's incredible.
In Indian River
that
County.
That is incredible.
And I don't know if you know much about our broker, Wendy Wilson. She's amazing, too. She's grown up here in Indian River County. She's flipped over 300 houses in Indian River County. And she owns about 79 rentals now.
Wow.
Clear. So she's just the guru here for real estate. And our agents kind of follow that lead. They're doing fantastic.
You know, Wendy can price something down literally to the penny. And I've worked with Wendy over 10 years.
She's excellent. Yeah.
She is excellent, but she knows her market. She does her research.
Mm-hmm.
She knows what's going to sell and what's going to induce it. So, you know, I enjoy working with Wendy.
Well, I personally, just this past week, heard a success story where someone was offered a better job. I called to congratulate them and offered them assistance in their upcoming move, whenever that would be.
Right.
Sure. My wife will give a call. Within 72 hours of their house being on the market, because it was priced right and they had an aggressive agent, it was sold. I did not
expect
a call that same week. Hey, I'm going to take you up on that move from White Glove Moving. What? Like, that's the turnaround. If it's priced right and you have if you have the right stats to work with and you're pre-approved, correct? I mean, all of those things play into a successful transaction.
Pre-approved the right way, right? It can work out great. We had a young couple that was just moving here from out of town, and they hit a few little bumps, a few little snags, but we worked through it.
And they
Shannon.
They were pre-approved with another lender. Turns out it wasn't such a solid pre-approval. Came to me, and I think we turned it around in about 3 weeks. Start to finish, closed them. Now they're in their house. And
that's the best. Huge success.
And it's
that's
exciting.
The best story when they wind up with the house that they want and they've always dreamed of. And because for just a few days, it was touch and go there. So to see it come all together.
And that means that you have a dedicated mortgage team to help put all those pieces together. You have a dedicated agent working and consoling the client. Because let's face it, it's stressful. And there has to be constant communication as these things are transpiring. And to that point, Shannon, if you could just kind of divulge a little bit further with us. Protected Title is also a trusted sponsor of the show. And they really work hard to go above and beyond and make sure that all those I's are dotted and T's crossed, having an in-house real estate attorney on site so that it's not leaving the office. They can really help cut back on time. Well, you all just had a successful transaction, correct?
We've had several.
Oh,
but
so
you know,
love that.
Yeah, we've had some.
Way to correct the host, darling.
Wendy and Steve, her partner, were on one side. We had an agent on the other, and we, you know, had a great closing. It was for a veteran. Wendy got flexible when it came to the purchase price. He needed about $500 more in seller concession so that he wasn't left penniless.
Right.
Ah.
We got creative in the last week. It was great. But Protected Title did an amazing job. But here's one thing that I thought was really cool. And I was actually bragging about Matt Barnes. Matt Barnes is at Protected. And, you know, we had a closing a month or two back. And the title company was from out of town because sellers choose their title company. And so we don't always have control who we work with. But we didn't have a notary. We didn't have a closer. This title company was out of town. This person wasn't going to be able to close. She wanted to move in for the weekend. Matt Barnes, you know what he did?
What did he do?
He came over to our conference room, to our office, and closed another company's transaction as a courtesy to us because he knew that it meant a lot to us and, you know, to get her closed. It was
very
awesome.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah, that's cool.
That's teamwork.
Yes! Yes. That's success when you work within a community, within a tight group. That's what you're going to get. That's the difference. And that's part of the Vero Insider family. Visit theveroinsider.com so you can check out our sponsors, tap into our blog, our social media. But we've got a whole nother half to go with great places, where to go, what to try, and how to give back. Don't go anywhere.